the most trusted and longest-running sports talk show in Tennessee. From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting, this is Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Hines on Sports Radio WNML.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Jimmy Hines with Vince Farrar. This is our final, final half hour, because we're going to yield to Lady Vols basketball. They'll be taking on Arkansas tonight as Tennessee goes in with a 7-5 SEC record. Auburn is 8-4. Big game for Tennessee if they want to enhance their resume for the NCAA tournament. But it is now time for our sports fix at 6. We're going to be giving away two tickets to Def Leppard and ZZ Top, the 2020 Vision Tour, coming to Thompson Bowling Arena September the 25th. So that's what's up for grabs if you can answer this trivia question. Tennessee's Eve Pons has 66 blocks. That is 8 shy of the single-season school record for Tennessee. Who holds the record? Who holds the Tennessee single-season record for blocked shots? 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Let's go to the phones where Danny is our first caller. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. Would that be Dale Ellis?
It is not Dale Ellis.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Toby. Toby, you're on the Sports Fix.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm going to take a stab. Is it Steve Hamer?
It is not Steve Hamer. Good guess, right, but it's not Hamer. Yep. Okay. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the Sports Fix.
Let's say Doug Roth.
It is not Doug Roth. Doug is up there, but he doesn't hold the record. He's close. He's very close. All right. Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Casey. Casey, you're on the Sports Fix.
Hey, Jimmy, can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sir. Who holds the Tennessee single-season record on the Vol side for block shots in a single season? Now, I'll say this. I don't know if they kept block shots before 1970, okay? So this is according to the yearbook for Tennessee.
Let's take a guess, and I'll say, how about Hayslip?
It is not Hayslip. Not a bad guess. He was actually a number one draft pick, but it's not Hayslip. All right, let's go to Don. Don, you're on the Sports Fix.
This is John.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever gotten through.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Let's see if you can nail it.
C.J. Black.
Well, you got it. Yes, sir. C.J. Black. C.J. Black had 73 blocks. He holds the single-season record for blocks by a Vol. Eve Pons with 66 is pretty sure to break that, but C.J. Black holds the record. Hey, Don, John, congratulations to you. You have won two tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top, the 2020 Vision Tour, coming to Thompson Bowling Arena September the 25th. We're going to put you on hold and get that prize to you. Okay, Don?
Thank you.
All right, good
Appreciate
job.
It.
Yes, sir. That'll do it for the Sports Fix at 6. A little bit later, we're going to have our Tennessee practice report with Eric Kane. We're also going to have a preview of the Tennessee basketball game against Arkansas tonight from a Lady Vols assistant, Alex Varlin. But we do want to tell you that you're going to have an opportunity to win our Coors Light Climb to a Championship. We've got two all-session tickets to the SEC men's basketball tournament coming up in Nashville. You also get $500 and spending money. So the fifth caller to 656 wins. 656 wins gets two all-session tickets, SEC Men's Basketball Tournament in Nashville, $500 in spending money, our Coors Light climb to a championship. This is Sports Talk, FM 99.1, the sports animal.
From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
This is Sports Radio WNML.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Jimmy Himes with Vince Farrar. We're going to get Eric Kane here in just a minute for a Tennessee basketball practice report. First, the NCAA has announced a 3-year show cause penalty for former Pittsburgh basketball coach Kevin Stallings as part of a negotiated settlement with the university following an NCAA investigation into alleged rules violations by the school's men's basketball and football programs. Stallings wasn't named in the report, but he was the pit coach when the violations occurred. He went 24-41. His ACC record, 4-32 in his two seasons. Wow. So anyway, Kevin Stallings hit with a show cause from the NCAA. All right, now time for Eric Kane with a Tennessee basketball report. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, Jimmy, doing well. Rick Barnes met with the media earlier this afternoon inside Thompson Bowling Arena, talked about Auburn, previewing that Auburn game as the Vols will be on the road Saturday afternoon. He said that Auburn this year is not making as many threes as they normally do, something we remember, you know, Tennessee fans remember very much about that Auburn team is how many three-pointers it made on its way to through the SEC tournament and on towards the Final Four. But Rick Barnes says Auburn's not making as many threes as they normally do. We're relying more on an inside to mid-range game. So more of an inside-out team this year. You still got to respect their shooters, just like Bruce Pearl's still going to respect Jordan Bowden despite his struggles offensively, shooting on the offensive end. So you still have to respect their shooters, even if it's not all coming down this year. They are down Isaac Okoro right now. But Rick Barnes said they still have a number of players doing a nice job of getting things done. The team does a nice job of driving to gaps and trying to get you into a defensive rotation. He said they're putting the ball into Austin Wiley's hands a lot right now. He's their senior center. And he ended the entire press conference when asked why Tennessee struggled against Auburn in the last couple of years. Rick Barnes said they're good. They're a good team. They went to the Final Four. They're good. And so I thought that was kind of a funny way that he ended the press availability today. But paying a lot of respect to Auburn, certainly going to be a challenge for Tennessee in the first of two meetings against the Tigers in the final five games of the year.
I know Coach Barnes said Auburn is more of an inside-out team, and he said they do try to feed it more to Austin Wiley, the big man. But, Eric, I still think a big concern for Tennessee is stopping the penetration of their guards. They can do that. They do it well. They did it extremely well with Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. I think Samir Dowdy is going to be very difficult to deal with, but I still think stopping that penetration is going to be a key for Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so too. The guards can not only shoot and have an outside shot, but they do, as you point out, they like to drive. A lot of that inside out is driving and then kicking out, and they've got the guys that can do it. And they're not, the volume of three pointers is still there. They're still going to take their 3-point shots. It's just a matter of trying to find the bottom of the net. This year, the other night against Georgia, I mean, just a really, really sloppy game. Any way you want to spin it, both teams did not shoot very well from the field. Both teams were horrendous from three-point range. It was just a matter of Auburn turning the basketball over. And much like what Tennessee's done lately, you turn the basketball over, especially late in the ball games, and then bad things are going to happen to you. But, again, as you pointed out, Auburn still has the guys to get it done. Dowdy, you still have a lot of McCormick. He had a big night the other night. Jake McCormick came in, had 22 points. So the players are still there. The guys can get it done. It's still going to be a challenge for Tennessee's perimeter defense. And that is somewhere where Jordan Bowden has stepped up and played very well. He's had inconsistencies on offense, but Eve Pons can guard 1-5. Jordan Bowden's done very, very well defending the perimeter, as has Devontae Gaines. So I think it will be a challenge for him.
I thought it was interesting when I asked Coach Barnes if the inability to close out games because of turnovers were simply about playing smarter, and it seemed like he outlined almost every mistake they made, didn't he?
Yeah, he said in particular the last two games in the last 4 minutes, Tennessee's just been having sloppy turnovers. He noted one against Vanderbilt with Vescovi whenever he was getting tired, and he had an error pass. He had one. He outlined the one with John Fulkerson in South Carolina. I talked about one with the Pons. So you're right. He gave a number of examples just saying you got to play smarter. He said that the team, the way the team's been playing right now, they haven't had a lot of leads like that late in the ball game. And he simply said they thought that the game was over because you're leading about by 14 or 15 with a couple minutes left in that game. And not that they took their foot off the accelerator, but they just became sloppy. And then you saw what happened. Vanderbilt was able to cut it within two. So basically Rick Barnes just says you've got to clean that up. You've got to stop turning the basketball over too many times. Most of them were unforced, but that's something Tennessee can fix as you move on. So Tennessee's got to try to fix that because, again, there's nothing worse than unforced errors, and you're seeing a lot of those from Tennessee in the last 2 minutes of each ball game.
I think it's apparent also that Barnes can't always trust his bench. He may have a player now and then to come off the bench and play well, but I don't think he feels he can depend on that on a consistent basis.
No, he really can. You know, when Jalen Johnson had a little run where he just put the starting lineup there with the absence of Josiah Jordan-James, but primarily in terms of scoring, Jalen Johnson has been about the only one you can count on off the bench, and it's not been anything fantastic. Tennessee, again, is averaging the last, like, four or five games. They got 4 points off the bench, and you need more than that. You need a little bit of a pop. This isn't like Jordan Bowden coming off the bench or Lamonte Turner coming off the bench that Tennessee's seen in years past. And so he briefly discussed about, you know, playing Uro's flat position, Olivier Kumwall. And the question was posed, you know, do you kind of throw those guys in there in the first half, see what they have that night, and then kind of go from there? And he said, well, I want to get those guys in there as much as I can, but a lot of times our starters are dictating that. Whereas he said John Fulkerson missed an easy layup against Vanderbilt. He said Jordan Bowden missed a wide-open three there in the first couple of minutes. And so when you want to get your reserves in there when it's an 8-4, 10-6 ball game, and I think this is the two-score analogies Rick Barnes said, it's more or less going to be 4-4 or, 6-6. And so you don't want to put those guys in a position where they got to climb out of a hole or are responsible for scoring a lot of points, because that's just not the type of punch he has off the bench right now. But he said he's got to have more out of Uros Plavsic and Olivier Kumwall. I said John Fulkerson needs a rest. He's playing way too many minutes. He noted that Uros did not have November and December to kind of play through his mistakes right now. He said he feels like he's under a lot of pressure to play well when he gets into the ball game, and a lot of times that's not fair to him. But got to have one of those two guys step up and able to get out there and give John Fulkerson some minutes of rest.
Any other news or notes?
That would about do it. Again, Rick Barnes met with the media earlier this afternoon. That audio is up at 99.1dsportsanimal.com. Tennessee and Auburn will tip off for the first time in two tries in the last five games of the season on Saturday afternoon. And we'll have that coverage and the game call all right here on the Sports Animal. Today's UT basketball practice report is brought to you by Fools by Heritage. You can get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Fools by Heritage at 947-7527, or visit online at foolsbyheritage.com.
Eric, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Eric Kane with Tennessee Basketball Practice Report. Let's hear now from Lady Vols staffer Alex Varland, Tennessee taking on Arkansas tonight. We will have that game for you on our stations. And one of the things that Varland talked about was the turnover issue that has been problematic for the Lady Vols.
Turnover issues have really been the problem for us, much like the men's team. We're averaging also 17 a game. So that's something that Kelly and all of us are working on every day in practice, trying to put ourselves in high-pressure situations, game-like situations where we're getting pressured, kind of like you've seen South Carolina or Kentucky do. And our girls are making a lot of headway, and I think you'll start to see that coming up. We have a sophomore and freshman point guard playing for us, so some of that just comes with time. You know, a lot of these good teams within the SEC and the country, they're led by veteran, senior, junior guards, and that's what gets them into their offense and really makes things click. So we're excited as our guards continue to grow, and we've got a great opportunity Thursday against number 22, Arkansas. They're currently third in the SEC, and it's a chance for us to get a good quality road win to go on our NCAA tournament resume. And it'll be an exciting game to watch. They play kind of this NBA-style pace and space where 33% of their shots come from the three-point line. And they play at one of the fastest paces in the country. So a key for us is going to be controlling the tempo and playing our game, using our size and strength and size to take advantage of things. Their starting center is 6'2", ours is 6'6". Their starting guards are 5'7", 5'8", ours are 6 foot, 6'2". So if you watch us, you're really going to see an emphasis on getting the ball inside, slowing things down a little more than we normally do. Because Arkansas, when they take 25 or more threes in a game, they win 80-85% of the time. If you can hold them below 25 threes a game, and this is just attempts, closer to 20, that's when they've had trouble. So that's really what we're looking to do.
Jordan Horston has had at least 5 turnovers in 14 games. So Coach Varland was asked about Horston's turnover problems.
Yeah, like I was talking about earlier, she's 18 years old right now. Her high school season last year was ending about this point. So her body, mentally, she's ready, you know, is used to this being the finish line. You get a little bit of a break, get to recover before going into AAU. Well, now that she's playing college basketball, we're just now hitting the bulk of our schedule. I think over our last six games, we played five ranked teams. So, yes, I wouldn't call it the freshman wall, but I think she is currently learning to get through the demands of college basketball. And that's something that's normal. I think you see that everywhere in the country, whether it's with us or Belmont or UConn. So we're working with her, and we're watching a lot of film with her recently, showing her her turnovers, talking through, you know, what coach would like her to do instead of that. Some of them we're okay with. If it's aggressive, going to the basket in transition, we can live with those. It's more of the passive east-west, sideline-to-sideline passes that we're trying to cut out. A good thing about Jordan is her mentality is, I want to get my teammates involved. I want to get them feeling good. And over time, that's going to make her a great player at Tennessee. But currently, we are actually saying the same thing. We're like, Jordan, when you get in there, we want you to finish it, because she is a good scorer as well. And if she is really multidimensional and is a shoot-first player for us this season, I think it's really going to help our offense grow.
Varlin was asked about dealing with shorter, quicker guards in terms of trying to defend them.
That's something we've talked about a lot as a staff, and it is tough some of the times when you are taller and you're playing these small, shifty, quick guards. It's tough to stay in front, and a lot of the times the refs, it's tough to call the games in that way. When you saw with Shaquille O'Neal in the NBA, different players like that, when you're that much bigger, you know, they tend to maybe not give you as much leeway. So that's something we've worked on a lot in practice. We have male practice players, and we've made sure some of the shorter, quicker ones have been showing up. And it also works schematically, which I won't go too much into the details, but some slight alterations of things for, you know, an upcoming game like Arkansas, and maybe if we play LSU again with a lot of their 5'5", 5'6", guards of, you know, maybe slightly changing things up.
Varlin mentioned the men practice players. He was asked, what percentage of women's teams in the SEC have male practice players?
That is, every SEC team has male practice players. And around the country now, and it started with Coach Summit, now pretty much every team in the country has a couple of them. Now, at a school like Tennessee, there's a lot of guys who want to get into coaching, so they're very interested in joining the practice squad again to learn from Kelly and other people on our staff. Whereas at some other teams, they might just have two or three. We have a bulk of about 15, 20 guys that consistently come 2 to 3 days a week and help us get better. And we're fortunate because multiple of them turned down Division II, Division III college offers. They wanted to stay in Tennessee and be a student, but they still love the game of basketball, so it gives them an opportunity to be around.
That's Lady Vol staffer Alex Varlin as he was at the Big Orange Tip-Off Club. It was kind of interesting when he started. He said when he got into coaching, he wanted to coach under three people, Pat Summit, Coach Krzyzewski, and Rick Bird. Well, Bird was the speaker, and Bird said, you mean I'm only third on that list? So I think he caught Varlin off guard a little bit with that comment. We've had some snow today. Vince, we've also got some news about Knox County Schools.
Yeah, Knox County Schools are tomorrow going to be open 2 hours late. Buses will also run 2 hours late because of the potential for black ice on the roadways with all of the rain and snow earlier today. It's going to get down into the 20s. Overnight and early in the morning, down at 24 around 7 a.m. So, 2 hour delay for Knox County Schools, and the bus is running 2 hours late tomorrow as well.
Folks, be very careful. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Al Brown to talk basketball. We'll have an interview with Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello. They're in Texas playing in a big tournament there. We'll recap the Lady Vols against Arkansas with comments from Kelly Harper. We'll also preview the Tennessee Auburn game with comments from Rick Barnes. And Tennessee, the Lady Vols taking on Arkansas. Tennessee with 17-8 record. Arkansas 20-5. Their SEC records are very close. Tennessee at 7-5. Arkansas at 8-4. And the big job for Tennessee is containing Chelsea Dungy. She averages 18.1 points per game. She shoots 42% from three-point range. Also, Tennessee has got to figure out a way to cut down on those turnovers to give them a chance to win the game tonight. Vince, I appreciate it. Good to have you here, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
And we want you to keep it right here for Lady Vols basketball as they take on Arkansas. This has been Sports Talk on WNML.